seen that, see? Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Lake Parish Council meeting on Thursday, the 14th of September at 7:15. Warm welcome to members of the public, especially to Barry and Lorna, who've come over from Wootton to see how other councils operate. I think it's a very good idea for, you know, other clerks and chairs to visit other councils. I think it's, you might see or learn something, or you might think, I'll do things that way or differently in the future. Thank you for making the effort to come over and see us this evening. We will start as normal, of course, with a 10-minute question session. Any member of the public here tonight wish to ask any questions? We will try and answer. Just state who you are and where you live, and we'll try and answer any questions you may have. Another session at the end, so we want to keep your questions until after you've heard the debate, or you can have a question at both sessions, doesn't matter. So does anyone have any questions they wish to ask at this point of the meeting? Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Jill, and I live in Lake on Winkle Road. I've read the Lake Ripples, magazine.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there's a little bit about the toilet on the cliff park, in the cliff gardens.
Yes.
Which have been vandalised. And those are those new payers who go toilets, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which I understand is the council's idea is to refurbish the new road toilets with the same sort of thing. In light of that, it's just a question, obviously, I don't know about costs and everything else. In light of the fact that the ones at Cliff Gardens have now been vandalised, and they haven't been up for very long, really, have they? They haven't been open for very long.
No.
Is it really worth spending money on another set of the same type of toilets at New Road, where you can put 20 pence in, get in, then rip everything off the walls, then shut the door behind you again, which is what they've done at the Cliff Garden. Is it worth spending that money? Or is it worth either putting, steel doors on those toilets if they're so important to everybody, or just leave those toilets, forget about those, and concentrate on one in the middle of the development? Because I'm sure, as most people know, this summer, that has been a bugbear, not only for residents who walk that walk every day, but also for the hundreds of tourists that we've got coming over here who have not been able to do that walk. But, you've got a beach hut down there, and the amount of people that have gone to those toilets and found that they're closed, and then turned back either. Instead, so they didn't go on to Shanklin, so Shanklin lost out. They just turned back and went back where they came. So it's just a question, I wonder. And also, whether those types of things can actually be put to a public vote, which toilets Lake and the parish would actually prefer to see, sorted out. So that's my question.
Thank you. Thank you for your question. Thank you for coming and asking your question. The Lake Cliff Gardens toilets, perhaps I was a bit over-ambitious in my comments. It annoys me when people vandalise new facilities. It hasn't happened very often. I think we've had two incidents up there only. The benefit of the new toilets is that, because it's all panelled, when something snaps off, it's just that particular panel that it needs to be replaced. So it didn't cost us very much to replace it. That was just me sounding off my annoyance. I do not understand why people decide to vandalise toilets. Don't get it. It annoys me. And the Ripples article I was doing that day, and I thought, well, I'm going to put it in there because it does annoy us. And all of us, it's just, it's just an annoyance. It was fixed the following day, I believe. So it's like one day without them being open. They are facilities that are really good. We haven't yet got CCTV on that one. CCTV can be installed, will be installed. Is it effective? It would be if the police actually comprehended the people that were doing it. Looking at the new road toilets, that we will be discussing that this evening. Just a couple of figures. The preset for the previous year for Lake was 87,000. We spent 13,500 repairing vandalism at New Road. They were, as one side is now shut completely because it's totally wrecked. all the pipework, all the doors, completely wrecked. So we will be putting new cubicles down there, and yes, statistically they are less vandalisable than the existing set, and that, you know, other councils will verify that. The wreckment is a separate issue. I've got a beach shed down there, and that it is annoying. We have previous council meetings, and I know some of the people have been to council meetings in the past, will verify that we have tried so hard for a temporary fix on the wreckment this summer. The RA council wouldn't allow a generator. Our insurance company wouldn't cover the generator, so if a generator went down there to power the temporary solution and it went wrong, some kids chucked some sand in it or vandalised it, we would have been in for £80,000 worth of cost to Lake Parish Council and me and you as taxpayers. So we couldn't go with the temporary solution. We have now found a permanent solution for those toilets, and we'll be discussing that this evening. We think we can find a way of funding it and getting it sorted once and for all. And I'm grateful for the people of their patience this summer. We've had a couple of tourists have raised issues with us, two, possibly three, that's all. Because we put out clear communication to residents at the start of the summer that sadly we couldn't put a temporary solution in place, but we were working towards a permanent fix, but also working towards a 5-10 year plan to replace the whole system down there, because it's an outdated system of pumping the stuff up the cliff. So it's three phases. We couldn't do the temporary. We are going to be able to do the permanent fix now, as soon as possible. And then we'll look further ahead for a permanent solution. So new road will be signed off. It is going through. We did do a public consultation on new road. We did two, actually. One a couple of years ago, which was well reported to. We did one consultation through the Ripples back end of last year, October, November time, we did another public consultation, and the public did say, you know, to spend that much of our precept on repairing a block of toilets continually was a waste of taxpayers' money. So looking at the longer term solution, having a new unit down there and doing something with the other piece of ground down there will save us money. If you notice, the electrics are always on down there. You can't turn the electrics off, so our electric bill will go down 70% more efficient on water, so our water bill will go down, and we'll also generate some income from people using the toilets. So yes, I think the council will get it is the right decision to do that, but it's just annoying. Every piece of vandalism is just annoying, and it's still going on down there now. But Lake of Gardens had two instances. The second one annoyed me enough to put it in my article in the Ripples. So we're going to debate toilets during the meeting. So, you know, please come back with another question at the end of the meeting about toilets. This is a subject we discuss a lot, toilets, as do most councils. It's something that you use and you should have the use of, and we've got to make sure you do have the use of. But I welcome another question at the end after you've heard the debate, if you're happy with that for now. Okay? No questions at this stage? Okay. I will allow questions from Wood as well. If you wish to have a question, you're more than welcome at the end. I'll happily take, I know we should be late residents only, but if you have a question at the end, I'll happily take it and try and answer it for you. Okay. Apologies for absence. We have four, unfortunately. Councillor Marshall and Councillor Hardy are not well. Councillor Outlaw is working on the mainland this week. And Councillor Evans gave her apologies a short while ago to say she couldn't come this evening. She was coming until about half an hour ago. So we've got four apologies. On that basis, I think we need to... Can I suggest we write a letter to Councillor Evans, because her attendance has been patchy, to say the least. I think we should perhaps seek her intentions. Does she wish to remain a councillor of late? Because, you know, when there's 10 of us, important decisions to make, many people speak and have a place, so could we perhaps write to her and just state her, ask her intentions? Yeah?
Sure.
Be happy with that?
Thank you.
I think she has been a bit patchy in her attendance for various reasons, so we can take that as an action, yeah? Okay. Anyone got to declare any interests not already declared on agenda items? Okay. Item number 3, the minutes of the 13th of July, paper A. You all had the minutes. Has anyone got any questions or queries on any parts of the minutes before I sign them off? Yes, Jenny.
This is from the 13th of July. So.
Yeah.
About the...
which paragraph, which number are you referring
29,
to?
29, 23 and 24, about the planters.
Yeah.
It says members noted that council had contacted the park regarding the of the walkthrough of the memorial sites, and the chair tried to get in touch with Morrison regarding donations of the plants.
Yep.
At the memorial, and then Councillor Brady thanked Jenny Hicks for weeding the memorial.
Yeah.
And thank you for that.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
It was, I believe, at the meeting I said that I would contact Morrison's from the chair, and which is what I did.
I think that came up. That came up later in the conversation, I believe. This was matters arising from the minutes.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that in your report at the end. Yeah. And I said to you yes, and I said no, and then we'll come back. And Adrian's got a further update on that anyway later on this evening.
Okay.
So we'll
all
pick
right.
up that. This 29 relates to matters arising from the minutes, but you're right under your own report later on.
It's a bit further down. I do apologise.
Well, no, it didn't come up until later in the meeting under the... and obviously since then we've got a further update to give this evening, so I think we're covered, in the minutes about as they are.
Right.
Yeah? Someone like to propose the minutes? Adrian will propose the minutes. Bet will second them. But Councillor Young will second them. All those in favour of the minutes being passed? Okay. Cheryl? Happy?
Sorry, yes.
I should just say at the beginning, actually, I think, Massive, we should be really proud of your son.
Thank you.
Do you want to explain what your son has been up to?
My son was selected to be in Team GB for kickboxing, which he is the only junior on the island, person under 18, for this ever to happen to. Mm. And he has been representing his country in Istanbul. We were over there for 10 days. It wasn't, the statement I had to give out afterwards was not the one I wanted to give out. Sadly, he didn't win. He was drawn to fight the world champion. So he left with a third place, which is better than nothing. So
great.
He is ranked third in Europe for his age. So massive achievement.
Yeah.
Massive achievement.
One proud mum and one proud council. So
can you
on behalf of the council just say how proud we are of someone on Lake representing Team GB, and I'm sure we'll go from strength to strength.
Yes, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay. Matters arising not requiring a resolution. I can't see anything on the minutes that aren't covered in the agenda. Can you?
Thank you,
Chair. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Update for the Safer Neighbourhoods policing team. Jackie has, as always, given us her glossy report, printed in black and white to save money. But when we got sent, it's a glossy one. And it's really grateful that Jackie does. I don't know what you get. Do you get a report from the police? We get a report each month from the police, which is really good. And as you're aware, the commitment from the police... Police sergeant is that we would have a written report every month, and once a quarter, the PCSO must attend parish council meetings. That's not just Lake; that's an island-wide commitment that we were given. So, if you're not getting it, it's you'll see in front of you what we get from our PCSO, and every third meeting she will be here to deliver it. So, do we have any questions on Jackie's report?
Just to say it's lovely to see the reports and nice to go through them.
What's good for me is it's the same format now each month, so you get used to the headings that she uses and the date. You can compare one with the other. And we are fortunate as a council that we get this because, as you've just said, other councils, including other councils nearby, don't get a monthly report, and I think it's a thing that needs to be actioned. And Sam don't get it, do they? And Shanklin don't get this. Yes, Adrian.
I'm just going to say, just briefly, looking through the last 28 days' figures,
yeah.
everything is actually lower quite considerably in some areas than what it has been previously. So they must be doing extra patrols like they said they would.
Well, the schools have been off. Yes, the numbers are coming down, and you can compare month on month. We'll note Jackie's report. Thank you. Okay, item 6. Firstly, item 6.1, to approve the payment and receipts list presented for July and August, paper B. Just to let you know that Sue and I do go into the office once a month to go through the big folder and sign off the receipts and the payments, which we did this week. That's where the papers come out after I sign them off. And I'm aware also that papers, perhaps financial papers, should come out a touch earlier, but we'll pick that up under the SLA review as to what we want and when we want it. So if you haven't had time to read them, I'll give you a couple of minutes, but we're looking at paper B, the receipts and payments. Do you have any questions?
What was the credit for? What was the credit from Southern Electric?
It's funny, I'm glad you asked that. I asked the RFO that same question on Tuesday morning, and she's looking into it. There's been some issues regarding the whole bill down there. It's what we've been classed as, what we've been... it should be nominated, named that we're a council. In fact, we've got a credit. We're not going to over-query why we've got a credit. What we are querying is the whole bill in total, as to are we being correctly
invoiced.
Yeah. But the credit, we're not sure what the credit is. The electric's on all the time, which is that new road toilets. The electric don't switch off. That's why, we'll be saving money on the electrics when they are switched off. But the credit, we don't know. We're investigating. Maybe the fact that they're trying to reassess what we're actually billed for in the first place, but they've not told us what adjustments they're making. So we'll have more information on that one next month, but it's a credit, so, yeah. I would say about the Ripples, we've now got the honorarium and the delivery honorarium on a standing order, so they will now be paid on a regular basis. In the previous, it was said when the invoice comes in, we've now set up a standing order to pay them every second month on a set day to... sort that one out on a regular basis. Happy? Show of hands, everyone happy with paper B?
Yeah.
Okay, paper B unanimously noted. Paper C, 6.2, verified bank account reconciliation for July and August. Paper C, the large print one. It can't be any large, it's got to be a two pages of paper. See, you need it on one page to see it all. So, do you have any queries on questions on paper C? So we now pay for the Beach Boys, our share of the Beach Boys contribution. Also see a reduction in the cleaning contract, which we discussed. Any questions on paper? Do I need to sign these papers, or just that they're noted?
They're approved, yeah.
I don't think so.
And when you're in Regen, you sign all the papers.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Are you happy to approve paper C?
Yeah.
I take silence as golden. What are your favours, signing on paper C? Or noting paper C? Okay, paper C noted. Paper D, 6.3, is the expenditure against the budget through August. This one will give you an indication on any lines that are not on track where they should be. So it's really because we're looking at the end column, the percentage of spend so far, an indication of anywhere where you think we may be exceeding our budget. Bear in mind something's obviously gone up in cost. The budget was, you know, an estimate of the cost we were going to spend, obviously. Questions? Yes, Jenny.
How can I ask, Dan, this is administration for subscriptions to IVOR.
What line are we on, sorry?
010.
010, yeah.
I thought we'd come out of IVOR, haven't we?
We have. There was a slight little bit of... We have left IVOR, you're right. There was a bit of a carried forward thing against SLC as well, remember. It's not just IVOR. I'll let Richard explain it.
That's right.
So we're obviously the SLC is different than IWalk, and there was a little tiny bit of carried forward IWalk before we actually left. But yeah, that's most of the SLC stuff. But you'll just see we're on track anyway with 910. Yeah, we're not overspent on the budget anyway, 89.2%. So we're within budget, but you're right, it's higher than it should be this time of year. But some things, like subscriptions, they're like one offs. You know, so you'd spend it all in the first. That budget will not be exceeded.
Thank you.
Adrian.
So, the Beach Boys will actually have a budget. The end column, if I got this right, is 103%.
Yep.
So it was over, is this the way it works? So we was over budget on that one. Just, it's only a little bit, isn't it?
Our percentage of the Isle of Wight Council's total cost that Lakes committed into for 3 years?
You're committed to over several years.
Okay. Yeah.
And they put inflationary increases every year, but obviously when we set the budget, we don't know what they're going to charge on top of what they did last year.
So we're £107 basically short. What we estimated, £309.5, actually cost us £3209. With the inflationary increase in the Isle of Wight Council bond and dividend amongst the three councils. Yeah. That could be no more expenditure on that line now until next year. So we'll budget next year for what we spent plus a notional increase.
Just in case.
Okay. No more queries?
No.
Are we all happy to note paper D? Show of hands, please. Okay. Paper D noted. Okay. 2024-25 budget process. Just an update from the clerk.
Just to say to colleagues, obviously we're going to kick off the process soon. There may be some consultation with the public through ripples, etc. So again, members need to guide us on that. But what we really would like, if there are items that members want us to include in that process, ideally you give that to us now so we can build it in next year. So when we talk about new roads and the revetment, obviously there's some factors there that you need to build in next year. As Councillor Whittaker said, the increase in the boys, where we've only been in post sort of 6 to 7 months, we're getting used to some of the issues coming forward, and therefore they will be built in next year. But again, if there's stuff that members want, if you could email us, then we can build that into the draft budget and members can have a look at that over the next couple of months. Thank you, Chair. And obviously the level of public engagement, if you want to do us online survey and obviously going through ripples.
And yeah, this year, like last year, we would have a informal budget chat.
Yeah.
Like we do this year, where we can put our ideas and I know, you know, the hanging baskets and stuff and things like that will come back into discussion, but we'll have a proper informal debate like we did last year, so we will have an input into the budget before it gets to us. Adrian, sorry.
You mentioned the hanging baskets, and you know that's one of the...
Before you did.
Can we start sounding around to try and find out how much we're more likely to get charged from different There is several different people who do it, isn't there? You've got Bryson Landscaping, you've got Hayden's Farm.
What I've asked the clerk to do on Tuesday, actually, is having had a meeting with Green Towns myself last week. Sandonian's a contractor that actually does the hanging baskets and waters them. We may be able to piggyback that contract with their watering Santa's hanging baskets rather than just come through and do ours and water ours. So as a starter conversation, Clark will be seeking some initial figures from that contractor. But of course, I mean, any other contractor, and you know, it could well be that we have a contract that includes the War Memorial planters for next year, even Thales Green, let's say. We can look at the whole option of having a gardening contract for Lake. But as a starter, we're just looking at who does Sanders hanging baskets. Could they, if they were to continue right through, what would they charge, you know, as a starting point for a budget debate?
Again, this was the idea of the SLA on more working closely.
Yes.
That we can try and reduce the cost of other services across the Bay Area by piggybacking, as you say, onto other councils.
The Redmond will come in, the Redmond. War Memorial will come into it as well. You know, because that's an issue we need to get sorted as well. So yes, we'll be in something we discuss our informal budget. We said last year we'd love to bring the hanging baskets back if we could this year, next year, and that's something we're going to commit to look at as part of our budget consultation process.
And Thales Green could be covered by the costs we pay to the Isle of Wight Council, is that correct?
It could well be, and we'll be looking at that as well. We pay our council, well, part of our money we pay them is to cut and do some work at Thales Green. It's supposed to be grass cutting, they did cut some hedges the other day. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, we could look at taking that over as part of a gardening contract for Lake, if whatever works out cheaper and better for us and the taxpayers. Yeah?
Cheaper is not always better, like.
Better, I said. Okay. Right. 6.5, Public Works Loan Board Update. I'll leave that to the clerk. You want to cover that?
Obviously, where members have seen some of the discussion with New Road Toilets and members wanted the Public Works Loan Board funding to renovate and replace New Road. Now, as members are aware, and we'll deal with some of it in confidential session, there's been a bit of phasing of how that works, obviously, because of Blakeley Gardens. We needed to manage the payment process. So again, we've taken forward the detailed requirements by PWLB and IWalk in order to demonstrate the financial viability of Lake and the plan to repay the loan over the next couple of years. As Chair has said, you've also got a loan over the fairway field, which is coming to an end. So all that's part of the consideration. We've completed the documentation now. Chair has signed off today. I thought I'd bring it back here to make sure everyone's comfortable that that's the process going forward, just to reconfirm that that's the next step. If I could just be clear, not mindful of the public being here as well, there's been correspondence lately, as members have seen in the press, about the use of New Road Toilets as unisex. So as members have seen, and question came from the floor, if Chair's happy to let me sort of explain a bit. As members saw, there's a history of vandalism at the current toilets in New Road. There's a lot of practical issues in terms of if the block is damaged, then all units are out of action, not just one. So when the incident occurred on Lake Cliff Gardens, only one unit was out of action, not the whole toilet block. So the facilities that you're putting in are individual, so they address a lot of the inclusion agenda, so you don't differentiate between genders. All cubicles are available for all people, so it addresses that headache that you have regarding some of the gender issues that are coming to the fore nationally. So it addresses that. It addresses some of the vandalism issues. As Chair said, they are pretty vandal-proof. So although there is a damage to a toilet seat and people, for whatever reason, put three toilet rolls down the toilet and it floods, yes, that is damage, but it isn't permanent damage. The other thing, as Chair said, you know, because they're in a visible location, a lot of the issues that you previously had at New Road, down the future, will be phased out, but at Lake Cliff Gardens, where there were needles that could injure young people as well as your cleaners, because there are now mechanisms in the toilets that allow people to dispose of needles safely down a chute, all of those issues have been addressed. So you've got better health and safety sort of consideration for all users and more family-proof going forward. And as Chair said, there is an income. So you've got all those factors built in. That's something that this project will go forward with, a new road. We just need to submit it to the Loans Board and also discuss in private session how you may wish to phase that, recognising Chair and colleagues wish to go forward with the revetment project as an urgent issue as we've identified for next year. But it is about how you phase those funding. Is that okay, Chair? Is that okay?
Yeah,
and if members happy, sign off, I'll sign the document off tonight and it'll go off, Chair.
I just want to first of all thank, the document I signed this afternoon is huge. The amount of work that Jennifer has put into this, our RFO has put into this, is astonishing. You know, the level of detail. I walked in, came back, because I will have to first approve it before it goes up to the Department of Levelling Up, whatever they are, DL, Department goes. I will have now passed it. They came back with a few queries this week. Jennifer had to answer in a hurry. But the document is a real thick, inclusive document. Why, what, how, if, but. And that's all done, so thank her for the work she's done on this. Much appreciated. Once Rich and I have now signed it, as clerk and chair, it now goes up to the government department for approval, ratification. And then as soon as we know we've got the money available, we can then talk to Downfo to agree a date for the works to start. I would hope that it's all done by February next year, probably. That's when we get the demolition done and the new toilets are obviously built just to lift and drop in. But it's the groundwork that will take the time. But we hope to be able to get that underway as soon as possible and get them open before anywhere near Easter next year. That's the plan. So it'd be nice to have finally, after 6-7 years of discussing the options for, I'm sure councils have been here for a long time, those toilets have been discussed for 6-7 years and damaged. So now we're finally in the case of moving, how to move it forward. So thanks for all the work that's been done.
Can I just add one point? Again, for residents that aren't aware, the cost of it would be in the order of £200,000.
Yeah.
And as you said, Chair, the budget previously of Lake has been about £80,000. So in terms of, it's a project that's 2.5 times what Lake's budget is. So it's a big decision. Bodies are at the table at the moment. It was what the Chair said, to consultation to residents and public meetings. So it, to allay the concerns of the resident, it responds to the priorities set by residents of Lake.
It's important that Lake High Street has toilets. We couldn't keep spending 70% of our precept repairing vandalism. So it's a project. I know it's a difficult decision we took. Yes, Adrian?
No, not going into figures. Are we...
We're talking about the loan at this point,
just have we still got those toilets earmarked for loan?
Yes.
Okay, we've been in regular contact with that.
Yeah. And the price hasn't changed again?
No.
Is that reviewed?
The demolition cost may have been... the actual cost of the unit...
There's a conversation to be had.
The loan will cover what we need.
And the tidying up.
Yes. Okay. Item 7. New road toilets correspondence. As you're aware, a few months ago we made the decision, because the gent's been totally vandalised, every door kicked off. Wait a minute.
Point of order, Chair.
What point?
Why is it number 8?
No,
it's
number 7.
Yeah. It's just, as I said, it was a draft that I gave
draft. You. It's a draft back.
Alright, okay.
So point of order fails.
7's 8.
Our
point of order failed.
As you know, we made the decision to shut the gents, because nearly every door doorbell had been kicked in, or the pipework had been completely ripped off. It was going to cost us in the thousands to get it all fixed. And bear in mind, we were going to demolish them anyway, so we decided not to waste any more money trying to repair new road toilets. And we discussed whether the dangers could become a unisex toilet or shut completely. And we decided at that time that we would change the ladies into a unisex toilet, at least people had access to a toilet facility in Lake until such time as we could progress the new building. Since then, I'll let the clerk fill in what's happened since then.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. And again, obviously members wanted to go forward with that. The parish council made efforts to repair some of the damage, as the chair said. So there was repeated efforts to repair the damage done to new road toilets, particularly the gents, that is in a more vulnerable place. The overview, as chair said, you could spend more money repairing and trying to, in the interim, make safe and fit for purpose the units you've got, but with the knowledge that you're going to replace them permanently, is that putting money into a project that you know you're going to scrap within 6 months? So members took the view to make a facility available that's unisex that is similar to other areas on the Isle of Wight, including Pier Street and Sandown, which is Isle of Wight Council facility. It's not perfect, as colleagues around the table know, but it is an interim solution to get you to where you need to get to. As Chair said, members were very conscious of people that may wish to use the toilets can use them. If there is an issue that people are uncomfortable using a unisex toilet, they don't need to use it. You know, if the alternative is shutting them, then you're allowing people to have a choice of using it or not. So I think that's where members finished up, recognising the need longer term that there is going to be a permanent replacement with a significant investment in that area. What I would say, and again, when I was contacted quite a lot by the media, nationally and locally, so we responded, we gave them a statement that they were aware of. What that didn't reflect, and I think members need to be aware, as local residents do as well, some of the exchanges with a resident in particular that phoned my wife and also spoke to Rainey. So if you could clean up what that person said to you, then colleagues around the table need to know what this person said to us.
Yeah, so I had a phone call from this irate person that went to the media. He was very irate as soon as I picked up the phone. His language was very unnecessary, so I had to stop him once he had used that language. What he did go on to say is that he'd already contacted the media prior to making the call to us.
Thank you. And that shouldn't happen, so yeah. I'm sorry that happened. That's unacceptable behaviour. Good calls and the right thing to raise. There's a way of raising it without mouthing off the people that, that run the office. As you know, they did make a story in the Daily Mirror, although the story in the Daily Mirror wasn't quite right, because it was actually referring to Pier Street toilets, not New Road. The journalists had got the facts wrong, and they referred to the toilets opposite the pier. Well, New Road is not opposite the pier. So the story, but nevertheless, it's a serious issue that two residents have now raised by way of emails. I don't know where the residents live, but they raised it. So we've got to just, I don't want a long debate about this, because we made the decision once. Do we shut the toilets for good, or do we keep them open as they are, as a unisex toilet, in the short term until we get permission to demolish them? So we're talking about another 2 or 3 months of leaving them as unisex toilets before we hopefully start the demolition process. We've got to make that decision again because of the recent concern of safeguarding we've got to think about. Adrian.
It seems a long time ago, but I did raise the concerns about the layout of the ladies' toilets, where you've got the hand basins right at the end, and as you go in, you've got the dead area. And we did say we would monitor it as a council, regularly to see if it was still the way forward. Some of what they've said in the media and press are valid points, and I think as a council we should take those on board. There is another alternative to have the ladies' unisex. That is to remove the disabled radar key lock and use the disabled that they would still have access for, because it would be open, so we're still compliant, but use the disabled toilet as the gents and just move the sign from the gents toilet door, remove the disabled sign, put the gents sign where the disabled is, and give the gents a single cubicle in where the disabled was.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be comfortable suggesting that. So if you remove a facility for disabled people, which is, albeit you're replacing it for a gents facility, if you take away a facility for disabled people, you could fall foul of discrimination law.
So, can we then,
which is
just,
what happened in Cowes.
Okay, is there a way, can we just remove the radar lock and just leave it open?
Then it increases the likelihood of abandonment.
Same thing, you're taking away a disabled facility, aren't you?
What, no,
Beth and Michelle.
Well, isn't it a shared? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
I think the same gents and disabled.
I think, well, no, what Adrian's suggesting is that the gents stays locked, the ladies reverts just to a ladies again,
yeah,
and the gents are told to use the disabled toilet, which won't be a disabled toilet anymore, because if you take the radar lock off, it becomes not a disabled toilet, it becomes a normal toilet that men...
What's the difference inside the disabled toilet then?
There's just one unit, one cubicle.
With armrests and
yes,
things? Well, you won't take those out, will you?
No.
It'd be
a shared facility between disabled and gents.
I'm not saying that you're taking the disabled facility away.
But you're taking the radar key off the door, which by pure nature, the fact all disabled toilets have radar keys. Taking the radar lock off, technically it won't be a sole disabled toilet anymore, and that's where we possibly
own
disabled discrimination. Michelle?
Saying what Betty's saying is because we're not taking it away. Just because you're removing the radar key, the radar key is only so disabled people can use it.
Yes.
We're quite happy to have ladies at unisex toilet. Well, I'm not happy with that. So, you know, I think you're falling foul against females because, you know, so why can you not have a uni ability toilet? You know, you're not taking it away from disabled people. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to
share.
Yeah. We will end up with unisex toilets in the long term. Yeah, because that's what all new toilets are unisex, but they're locked. And so, Adrian's made a comment. Anyone's got any comments to make on what Adrian's just said, first of all, before Adrian comes back?
Only what I've said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to say that any change, as I say, you must ask the clerk. But also, if you're changing anything, we don't want to fall foul of any legislation. So it needs to be thought out carefully.
And the first question for me, sorry, you come back first.
I was going to just come on, it was touched on going around the room, that when we have our new disabled toilet cubicle, which is a single downflow, they're all standalone units, it's no different than having the disabled now just converted into a mixture.
What I would say again, you know,
what is the legislation?
So I'm mindful of that, and I don't have a problem going forward with that. I would always say to you guys, you are going to replace them in the near future. So whatever it's only a temporary solution. So, you know, bear in mind our focus, because that's what you've given us a priority, and I would keep coming back to you. You do need to deliver on the... We spent a long time getting distracted over the revetment of the things. We could have moved forward on that. You made a decision with new road toilets, which is going ahead, which ticks all the boxes, and will be a really good facility because it has all of the things that you want and addresses some of the gender issues that you talk about. I'll come back to that in a minute. So that's going to happen in the next 6 months. So you're responding to a couple of people that have sworn at a colleague of mine. The majority of people are comfortable with what you provide at New Road because that's what I get at the feedback. A couple of people aren't, but they've said they would rather shut them. So they're not saying please provide something else. They've said please shut them. They have a choice of to use or not to use. That's up to them. Whether or not they wish to make a noise nationally, but you've got to bear in mind there's many facilities on and off the island that are similar. You have a practical issue that I don't want to get into because I know it opens a can of worms. Yeah. But you can have a situation, and I've worked somewhere else that had this situation, that you have a male and female facility that you've got, but if males wish to identify as women, they can still use the female equally as females that want it. So you're never going to solve the problem if you go into that level of detail. The facilities you're putting in place do address that issue because they're all simple cubicles and people can use them appropriately. So I would just say, please steer clear of getting into a debate that is bigger than Lake Parish Council, if that's helpful.
Yeah, so, to me, if someone tells me differently, I still don't think spending thousands of pounds now to get the gents back in operation, need five new doors, five new cisterns, and still get vandalised again by between now and the, so it'd be money down the toilet, to use the expression. But so I don't think anyone would say we need to repair the gents at this stage. So there's two questions really: do we shut the facilities for good, and should we replace them? It's question one, and question two is: do we do what Adrian suggests as a temporary fix for a short term? If we're allowed to do it, do we want to get them? So first of all, do we think we should shut them for good? We'll take an open vote on it. I've got no problems with it. Yeah, are we? Do we think the toilet should be shut permanently?
No.
I think you should go the other way.
No? Do we think the toilet should be shut permanently? Is anyone?
No. I think safety issue. People said that they are worried about going into the lady.
Of course.
Because the men are in there now. So I think, safety issue.
Why can't it be a men's toilet, not a lady's toilet then?
Yes,
if the ladies were shut, the same conversation, the ladies were vandalised, it would be the same conversation of a shared facility. So forget ladies and gents, we have a shared facility.
It's still safety issues.
Okay.
Safety issues. So actually, I would much rather be closed.
Should we take two votes on this?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a vote. Do we, hands up all those who think those toilets should remain open.
Remain open.
We need a proposal and a seconder as well.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I propose that those toilets remain open.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favour of the toilets remaining open?
So we do a name vote.
A name vote. Councillor Brading, Councillor Whittaker, Councillor Young, Councillor Abbott, Councillor Goodall. Who thinks those toilets should be shut?
The
same. Councillor Hicks. Better. Reasons really low, better.
Yeah,
okay.
Like
so we're going to keep those toilets open. So the second vote, do we go down Councillor Whittaker's idea of, for the time being, with temporary signage that we can laminate and put up on the doors to direct people accordingly, do we think we should try and encourage the gentlemen to use the disabled toilet rather than the unisex facility that we still got down there? You're proposing that?
I'm proposing that with an amendment. As long as it doesn't breach any discretion of the clerk.
Yeah. What do you want to answer that, Richard?
No, I would need to get external legal advice on that, which has a cost implication and time. So I'm back to what I said. I don't have a problem, but if we're going to replace them, is this what you want us to prioritise? Happy to do it if that's what you want, but again, it's on top of what we're doing with the revetment.
I think if we can just leave it alone and,
we're monitoring.
If you...
So, Adrian has made a proposal. We have to take Adrian's proposal as a valid proposal. Does anyone want to second Adrian's proposal that we check?
As Adrian said, on condition that it was all right, legally okay to do that. You can't do it without having permission, surely.
Okay, so subject to satisfactory permission being given, Adrian's proposing that we look at changing the disabled toilet to a gents toilet, the ladies back to a ladies. That's Adrian's proposal, yeah? Are you going to say, are you seconding Adrian's proposal?
Yes, that one, yeah.
Okay, all those in favour of Adrian's proposal? Show of hands, please. Councillor Whittaker, Councillor Young. Oh, Councillor Goodall. No, great. All those against?
No, I'd just like to say that...
No. Jenny, where have we vote? All those against, Jenny, no.
If we're going to
option
B, you
Jenny,
want to...
Jenny, where have we vote?
You want...
There's no counter vote.
Out. the safety issue that I raised.
If you've got another proposal, bring it to the table.
We'll be.
We're having a vote. All those against Adrian's proposal?
So.
Councillor Abbott, Councillor Brading, and all.
Only because of financial.
Anyone abstaining?
I'll abstain.
So therefore, Adrian's motion passes. So, subject to.
I'll get some guidance.
Guidance being given that we can do that, then we would investigate that option. And the cost option that goes with it, which makes sense of doing other things going forward. That's fine. The motion has passed. Right. Planning applications, item 8. Planning applications, resolve comments on planning applications received. Thank you, Rainey, for sending them all around. We get all planning applications. Has anyone seen any planning applications recently they want to ask any comments on? Okay. Abby?
Yeah,
okay. It's all planning applications we don't wish to pass any comments on. Events committee. I did speak to Councillor Marshall. He spoke to me, say that at the moment, obviously, the next event, the events working party will need to think about is the remembrance service. The amount of work was done last year to get it into a what we did last year. We'll replicate that this year with the planting of the individual poppies on sticks. The plan is to do exactly the same this year. Obviously, the remembrance working party will meet just to discuss finer details in due course. Do you have any comments for John? It's pretty self-explanatory. Okay. I have a report from the Ripple editor. I can find it.
Sorry, Chair. I think we missed something on the events committee. The planting of the war memorial, would that be appropriate on that one?
No, we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up a bit later. Oh, well, no, you can do it. You can pick it up now if you want. Yeah.
I think it should go
okay.
into that.
You pick it up now. Yeah.
One of my actions from last July's meeting was to speak to Sandown Green Towns. Mrs. Jackson's come back to us with a cost that is going to cost £175 to plant out the, that's a maximum cost, that's planting out the trough and all the planters around there. And they can do that for the beginning of October. So come out with remembrance service. It'll all be all into flower.
Okay.
I believe we planted some fuchsias at the war memorial.
Yes.
Instead of them being thrown away, because they will come up year after year, can we move those up to Thales Green?
Yes, those were ones from Morrison, so yeah.
Because they would go better on up at Thales Green instead of throwing them away.
There's some ivies as well, 3 ivies and about 5. Fuchsias and 3 other, I think they're rock plants in the trough, so they're in there as well. They go up to Thales Green. Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe on that one we can take some of the soil that they're in instead of putting new soil up there, because I think they're going to replace the compost on.
So, thank you for doing that. What pot of money do you think we should take that money from? What would be your proposal?
My proposal is we haven't used the grants pot this year, and I would take the £175 out of the grants pot.
I would happily second that. Are we all happy with that? All those in favour? Okay, unanimously we'll take it out of the grants pot. I did speak to Green Towns myself, cheekily say, would they be interested in doing any work in Lake, but they're too busy in Sandown. They've got 40-odd planters in Sandown they look after, battery gardens. So although they'd love to help Lake, they'll do this as a one-off for us, but they really can't stretch with their volunteers. They can't stretch to cover Lake, unfortunately, but as a one-off, they will do the memorial for us at that cost, and we're grateful to them for doing that. So, yeah, we can give them a go-ahead to do that. I think I should do it again. Okay.
Do you want to give you a hand move in a few? Because I think they're going to do it at the beginning of October.
First week of October.
Let me know.
Yeah, first week of October. Yeah.
If you confirmed, Christine, just ask for heads up when tends to do it.
Then we'll move them up.
Yeah.
Because the point is, it's pointless throwing those kind of plants away.
Okay.
because they come up year after year, don't they?
Yeah. Item 10, the Ripples report. Okay. I hope by now you've all received the September edition of the Ripples. Unfortunately, a member of Biltmore staff was rushed in hospital, knock-on effect being a hold-up in the printing and collating it, and hence the delay in us receiving the finished article. You'll have noticed that this edition is a little larger than normal due to Age UK newsletter. With the ageing population, I felt this was very informative and worthy of inclusion, albeit increasing the number of pages. Additionally, it's been laid out in such a way that you can put out the middle section and keep that for handy information. I accept that this will increase the cost of this edition, but I believe it to be worthwhile. My intention is to reduce the size of the next couple of editions to recoup the extra cost. I would respectfully remind you and the clerk, me, that your reports are due by the 18th of October for the November issue. And I'm grateful to Kay for reminding me to do my report, and Richard as clerk, timely, so we get them in. But Ripples is still a document that is revered by other councils, so we're grateful to Kay for the work that's got into it, and thank her publicly for doing so. Okay, item 11. The clerk. We've had the clerk's report, but the clerk will now go through.
Thank you, Chair. Again, hopefully colleagues have seen sort of the ongoing work and the additional activities in terms of some of the media coverage that we've been engaged with, and obviously residents contacting us. There's ongoing work, as Chair has said, regarding the Bay Place plan, so that's an issue that I'm sure Chair will catch up on in due course, as well as the consultations we've had with the local walking and cycling activity at the Lions Club. Again, that was an activity over the last couple of weeks that's going to go forward, and members will receive a report in due course from the Ottawa Council and their consultants. There's been extensive work on the loan, and again, members have seen that. Again, that's something I'll touch on when we go into private session. There's the arrangement of flowers, as I said, and again, we've had those conversations as well with Green Town, so thank you, Chair, for taking that forward. We've taken forward some of the issues regards the bamboo issues at Lake Common and the brambles on Lake Cliff Slipway, and that's something we nagged away at the Isle of Wight Council. There's two or three other issues that we've raised with the local environment officer to try and address for the benefit of local people. Members have seen and circulated the working party update, and again, that's something that we will touch on in private session as well. There's a briefing next week, as all members here are aware of, it, Tuesday with Sandon Town Council with the plans for Sandon School. So again, members are encouraged to go to that as a joint briefing just for councillors. Just to be clear, I've had correspondence and people spoke to me from Lake and Sandon Football Club saying could they attend, and I've been very clear, it's a members' briefing, it's not for the public. Obviously, if members of this parish council wish to ask the Isle of Wight Council to give a briefing to other people, that's a separate conversation. The briefing on Tuesday, obviously, is a briefing just for members of this town council and Sandon. Obviously, we've had some issues regards the revetment toilets, and we'll talk about that in private session. There's the ongoing income collection that we do from Lake Cliff Gardens, and again, when we take on new road toilets as a paying facility, there will be an impact on having to collect that and just arrangements for that going forward. There's also a proposed meeting going forward regarding the road works coming up in the Bay with Island Road. So again, that's something we're talking about at the end of the month or early in October with Island Road about proposals for the Bay, and it would make sense to combine that with Sandown and potentially Shankton as well. We've had correspondence from CAB about their wish to take forward a grant. They haven't filled in the forms in the appropriate fashion, and again, members may wish to consider where we're at with finances when we come into the private session. There's, as members said before, because we're relatively new to supporting Lake Parish Council with back office, I think it would be helpful you to have a conversation with the internal auditor about how the finances were previously, just to clarify things and take forward the SLA conversation with Sandown to make sure everyone's comfortable with that, because there's quite a few issues on some of the different approaches we've got, just to make sure there's some conformity on that. Touched on the budget process going forward, and as I've said, we've got the Island Roads briefing coming up as well. So I hope that's covered where we're at. Happy to take questions, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the report. Obviously, you can see there's a lot of stuff going on. Questions for the clerk on his report? Got off lightly here.
Thank you, Chair. Painless. It won't be like that in an hour's time.
I was just going to say, it's good to have the back on the Freedom Papers and everything all broken down in front of us again.
Absolutely. No, I agree.
It does help.
It's a clearly written report, and no jargon, no letters, bullet points, what we actually want to see, what's been up to, and I'll pick a couple of points up in my report later. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Report noted. Okay. Honour White Councillors. Councillor Outlaw has given his apologies and sent his report. I'm going to read it out for the purpose of the tape. Councillor Outlaw, Lake North report, September 2023. I received further complaints about the grass not being cut in the playing field behind the Kingdom Hall on Berry Hill. The plaintiffs have been informed that the parish will not be allocating any money for cutting this grass this year, and it will be for the parish to decide if they wish to reinstate this funding when setting the new budget for 2024. I've been working with the Isle of Wight Council's Highways Department to try and get a solution for residents of Fairmead Close, who have seen their refuse collections disrupted due to vehicles parking at the end of Fairmead Close, adjacent to the Medway. The proposal was put out for 6 months' consultation to restrict parking here between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. This was a recommendation from the Highways Department and AMI, the refuse collection contractor. This has seen several letters of complaint that this should be changed to 7 a.m. to 4 p.m, a change that I have supported. This has now been agreed to try to move forward with, but this is now subject to a further 6 months' consultation. I've had two complaints from residents there last month around near misses on the crossing on Lake Hill by Tesco's Express. Both cases I asked residents to report these incidents. When the Isle of Wight Council, due to the change of group membership, it's necessary for me to come off for children's services scrutiny. However, I'll continue to attend as a substitute member, so I've been able to follow the continued disastrous handling of education by the current administration. I've recently signed, along with all Bay Councillors except for Councillor Andre, a call-in of the decision by the Cabinet Member for Regeneration to sign a 5-year lease on Brown's Golf Course in Sandown. Councillor Outlaw, 13th of September. Do I have any questions? I may be able to answer the critique's question, but if he's got any questions, if not, I'll get him to answer them himself. Michelle?
The only question I've got, well, not really a question, but I've had people come up to me and say about the land at the back of end of Kingdom Hall.
Yep.
And saying that obviously there's a lot of children around that area that do use that, or have used that area.
Yep.
Can I ask, we are spending a lot of money with having the grass mowed football pitches and things like that, aren't we? Why are they not doing it themselves? Could we not perhaps... I don't know, I'm just... Because I'm not... I know money is really tight, but I wonder why, if they're using that area, why can they not keep the area and we perhaps spend the funds on the area? I haven't even been at the bottom of Kingdom Hall, so I don't really know how big an area it is or how bad it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I can answer that, in fact. Okay. We, every year, paid a Otterway Council a lump sum of money. Our previous clerk never told us what exactly we were paying for. When we paid our £10,000 this year, we queried, what on earth are we paying for? And our RFO and clerk managed to get a list of all the things that we were paying for. This is when we never even knew we were doing this. We never even knew we were cutting this piece of grass. It was about £1,300, I believe, of our £10,000 to cut this piece of grass. We never even knew we did. It was an ex part of the school, the Berry Hill School, burnt down some 10, 15 years ago. We suddenly, at that point, the Honorary Council somehow made us pay for grass cutting. It should have been queried a long, long time ago. It will be part, ultimately, of when Berry Hill site gets developed, because there's plans gone in for more housing down there, it will be part of that development. So we decided we wouldn't get it cut in yeah, anymore, why are we getting that bit of grass cut?
So is, that's not a parcel of land that we actually own?
No, we were just, no, we just, no, it's all right, council land.
Yeah.
We were just somehow,
we
sort of inherited paying for it. The other question about the football pitch is interesting. As you know, they've got the second football pitch now at the bottom of the Sandham School site. They apply for all sorts of grants, or they will be, and I'll update that in a second on my report. One of the grants they're applying for will include a ride-on tractor for them. When they've got that, they will then cut Fairway Park themselves. At the moment, we pay for Fairway Park to be cut, because it's our asset. In fact, in 4 years' time, it'll be our asset without any mortgage on it. So whether we will own it. So we pay for that to be cut. The football club, their intention is, when they've got their ride-on thing, to actually cut the pitch themselves. The money we're paying for the cutting, £1,500, £2,000. We may be able to split that part, a grant for the football club to develop themselves, and part for other things in Lake. So yes, you're right. Ultimately, the club want to cut it themselves. When they've got equipment to do so through a grant for the Football Association, that may be what they take on. Yeah. Happy with the teacher report? Okay. Mine. I'm still pushing for the outcome of this speeding review. The current administration carried out a speeding review, an Isle-wide speeding review. They said of 400 roads, but couldn't tell us which road they carried a speeding review on. I was told the report should be available. It's been available for a long time, not yet. Fine-tuned, I think, was the last excuse I got. So I want to see this speeding review, because there are certain roads in the area where speeding is a real problem. Green Lane, Sandy Lane especially, and there's lots of other roads as well. So I'm still pushing for a result of this speed, but what I have got, as I told you last month, is the police are now bringing a handheld speed camera into the ward of Lake South, and have been successful at catching people along Cemetery Road and along Sandy Lane, but of course, they're not there all the time to catch people at the key hours, but I think once a message gets out that the handheld speed camera in these areas, social media will spread the word, and hopefully people will take more care. They're probably going to speed somewhere else. We can only deal with one road at a time. So the speed camera has been held in Sandy Lane and in Green Lane in the last month, and I'm sure they must have caught quite a few. So I want to see the result of this final speeding review, so we see where we are. The land behind, queries about the land behind KFC and Premier Inn, which you're all very familiar with. It got cut the other week. It was about this high again, it got cut. So I actually spoke to the council's enforcement team just to say, why has it been cut? When someone's subject to an enforcement procedure, they can still maintain the land. So it's nothing. I don't know why you would cut it when you're subject to enforcement, but there's nothing to stop that person maintaining their piece of land. You've really decimated all the trees and the wildlife, so by cutting the grass that was there, it seems a pointless exercise. And the court case is still set for the 20th of November this year, so nothing will happen until well after that. We've got some abandoned cars recently. In Arrowloo and Way, we've got abandoned cars. Council does have an abandoned car policy, it just takes a long time to go through it all. The council is duty bound to have power to speak to DVLA to find out the address of the owner. These cars are not taxed, they're not MOT'd. So I'm trying to get some abandoned cars dealt with, which there's one in Adrian's Road, but it took a long time to get rid of in the end, didn't it? But they do happen eventually. Fairway junction is still a real problem. I'm still waiting to it. Because of the potential change of cabinet member in the near future, we're going to have a meeting with the cabinet member, but that may, after next week, we will get the cabinet member, whoever that is, to really get on and try and sort this junction out. No point talking to the cabinet member now in case they're not a cabinet member next week. In fact, they won't be cabinet member next week, will they?
No.
Either way.
Either way.
You'll get it in a minute. Final thing, the war memorial, that tree suddenly got cut down. There was a massive tree there. It was severely unsafe. So Island Roads didn't have, normally have told us in advance the tree was coming down, didn't have time because it was that unsafe. But they promised me, assured me, that once the growing season's over, they'll come and lift the whole trunk out and plant a new tree in its place. But it has actually opened up the war memorial and the animal trough especially to have a smaller tree there. I think it will look quite nice. It's made the area look much bigger now the tree's gone. And as I say, it was severely unsafe and sadly in a poor state of health. But that's why it went down in a hurry, but it will be replaced when the growing season is over. That's all of my reports. You got any questions? Good. Yes, Adrian.
Would it be now time to look for a flagpole down at the war memorial?
No. It's not. A tree needs to replace the tree that is actually there. The tree's been there for, well, several hundred years. And it may well be that if that junction ever gets remodelled, you know, into something else, you know, if you've got a flagpole there, it could be a T junction. We can discuss flagpoles in other positions down the line, but at the present time, a tree will replace the tree. Okay? Right. Item 13, councillors' reports. We'll go anti-clockwise. Naomi, no? Jenny?
Oh, I attended a Zoom meeting on sustainability for the area. We also talked about non-native species that we've lost, so 75% plants, 22% invertebrates, and 3% mammals that we've lost in the UK, this is UK, and on sustainability. The other item, I attended the walking and cycling.
Oh, good. I couldn't make that.
But, there wasn't many at the Lions Club, unfortunately, who attended. But if you want to have your say, and this is from the Isle of Wight Council.
Yeah.
And it's from People Powered. It's yourviews.org.uk. And they want people to have a look and give them any idea that what would you like to see, safety routes to school, separated highways, improved road crossings, wider pavements. And so this is from the Isle of Wight Council, yourviews.org.uk.
I've actually done one, it took about 10 minutes to do. I've actually done it. It's,
I think it's just open for another 2 days. So it's very good.
Thank you. And thank you for what you did on War Memorial down there, Morrison. Yeah. That didn't look much better at Morrison. And then obviously we've taken it a stage further, so otherwise we'd still be in them. It'd still be empty now, so thank you for what you did there. Michelle?
No, I wanted to attend, but sadly the sun came out and I had to work. It was Saturday, wasn't it? I think it was, wasn't
Saturday
it?
Saturday.
Yes. So I did intend to.
Saturday, yes.
Yes, I did intend to. Attend, but nevertheless, no, nothing from me.
Betty?
I've had a look at that church a few Saturdays, and there just doesn't seem to be anything there.
No.
So that's all I've got.
It's a lot of one, isn't it? They've done it up. They've put the signs up.
Yeah. I just saw one.
No one's ever there.
No one's ever there. I saw one family once. They were African people walking down towards me. And they obviously went in.
It's really funny, isn't it? Yeah. Lovely facility, spent a lot of money doing it up.
Because they do the worship on a Saturday. I'll keep looking on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Adrian?
Just the 7 day events, this church was full up. I think it was probably last Thursday or Friday. It was full up, literally. You couldn't get any more people in there.
I wonder what was on.
Anything else, sir?
I think I've done all mine as we've been going along. No, I'm fine.
Okay. Chair's report. I spoke to the youth football club the other day. They've had a bit of slow progress on the new ground because the chairman's had a few personal issues to deal with, and he's now not very healthy as well. But they were going to put one big, massive grant application in. For everything from clubhouse to container to ride on mower. What they've decided to do is to do it as a separate grant, but to get that grant, they're going to raise £10,000 themselves. And they are raising money, bits and pieces. But what they're going to do now is spend like £3,500 actually doing the pitch. would involve the whole area being cut, whole area being rotivated, seeded, so the pitch would be playable. That's a small grant they can get without much hassle. The bigger grant would be a bigger piece of work, but they would progress further forward. And I'm very grateful for the help and support that Lake Parish Council gives them anyway. The Bay Place plan.
Sorry, Chair. I got an email from the football club today, and I'll circulate it to you, Chair, once I get back, about a planned maintenance work scheme for portable cabin and storage container building on your conversation.
Yeah.
So they want to take that forward. If I circulate it to yourself and colleagues, this parish council can support them putting that grant bit through. So that's something just happened today, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Bay Place plan. I shared with you the slide deck, or it's on the website, 134 pages. I'd say they did a really good job. The slide deck is actually pretty good. I shared some documents with you the other night, which are the results of like the postcard exercise that was done. And the update from the consultant is that by the end of October, early November, end of September, early October, we hope to have the draft plan completed. Then it will all be shared. It won't be that dissimilar from the slide deck, but the more with actions on it, I think they'll come forward. So that will be coming out end September, early October, the actual plan itself. Broadleaf School, as you know, we've agreed to donate our old COVID iPads to the new Puffin after school club at Broadleaf School. I'll try and tally it up with Broadleaf School's works that are now started during the summer. I haven't told you this yet. I went to school the other night. Within the next couple of weeks, certainly before October half term, they'll be ready to do a, we're gonna do a joint press story. Council gives the school iPads with new Puffin class to tie in with the school, having its works. The clerk knows that the ex-IT teacher who's going to come to the school with us, so it's like old to new. The school goes up in technology and up in building work, so we're going to do a nice press story to promote the council and the school. It will be done before October half term, I've been assured by the head teacher. Tuesday's briefing, for those that can attend, I know it's about the old Sandon Middle School site, which borders, the bottom part is in Lake, of course, the playing field's in Lake, but the school isn't. But equally, be good. Yeah, it will affect the Bay big time. We'll be able to also talk about the Berry Hill site if we get a chance to ask some questions. We'll ask the region officer about the Berry Hill site as well, what the hell's going on with that. It might be political, but nothing's going on with it, at least get a move on. But equally, if we get time, we'll do the SLA review at the same time. Depending on how long the meeting takes, the briefing. So those that can make it, it's Tuesday at 10 o'clock?
Yeah,
10 o'clock next Tuesday at the Broadway Centre. So those that can make it, it'd be good to see as many people there as possible. I mentioned Green Towns just now, the chart I had with them. Sadly, they can't take on Lake. Arden Roads, we talked a long time about Arden Roads and District 4 and the work schedule. Arden Roads are, District 4, which we are in, is the next district that's going to get any works done on it. They are just about to start and complete District 2, where District 2 is, we are definitely next. The way it basically works is Arden Roads will present to town and parish councils, well, ward councillors and town and parish councils, their list of jobs they think should be done. From Network Integrity Register has got hundreds of jobs on it. They will pick the ones they think can be done. Not speeding, this is yellow lines, all that sort of stuff. They'll come up with what they think is the work, so they should put forward to council for approval. We would have to give our opinions. That then goes to a public consultation for 28 days, after which the plan is then signed off, sent to the Isle of Wight Cabinet for approval, then it goes off to get traffic road orders done and that sort of. That could take several months. So to be honest, I don't see any work being done and for at least a year, because the time of the consultation, the plan's consulted on, signed off with input from us and the public, then goes to Cabinet for approval. Cabinet will approve it, obviously. Then you've got to go, traffic road orders have got to go through to the whole district in one go. So we should see some movement in 2024, and we will get input into the jobs that are signed off. Took a new road loan application. Yeah, one fact I did find out, they say the Fairway Park, we only owe now £10,400 on it. And in 4 years, 1 month's time, Fairway Park will be ours without any loan on it. So we found that out through the back door, really. We weren't supposed to know that, but we need to know their own application. So Fairway Park will be a council asset unloaned in 4 years, 2 months' time. I think that's everything from me. Questions? Adrian?
I forgot one, but the other...
Questions on my report?
Yeah, I forgot one of them. But the second one, you just said the Fairway Park.
Yes.
We owe the £10,400.
£400. Yeah.
If there was money left over from a public works loan that we're just taking out after we've done everything.
Yes.
Is there an option to pay that off early?
Yes. That's what I've seen you pay public loan. I don't know why it works, it's very cheap borrowing. But yeah, there could be.
Instead of, if we had the money to do it, instead of, you know, owing, I know it's only a short little bit of money, but...
The answer to the question is yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No doubt that's so.
Okay. Moving on. Before we do item 14, in the assumption that exclusion of public press will be passed, we'll have our second public, well, item 17, our second public question time. I know we've covered a lot. Do we have any more questions from members of the public they'd like us to try and answer their questions?
The only thing I was going to say, sort of answer something like a statement, was money about parking, road behind, especially on any lake, on any church or close, no matter, not just specifically money, but someone else, like a nightmare with parking, or blocking entrances, things like that. That's not. That's not. It's just a pure coincidence. But you sort of answered the questions. I thought we'd have to approach a councillor first to get him up, he or she on board, about having parts of the road, yellow line, things like that, or which what you just said, now all the roads are operating, I think. I know the answer would be to that.
Yeah. I mean, over. The Isle of Wight Council and been in Island Road's contract now for about 11 years, and they've had network integrity register. So any niggles and diggles go on this register. All I know is 6 years ago when I was on the cabinet, there was well over 3,500 items on this network integrity register, and it was really daft things that had been allowed to go on the register. So they really sharpened that register down to actual work that needed to be done, as opposed to, you know, I don't like this sort of. So, and one of the issues, a lot of the issues is coming out of driveways and turning right and left. James Avenue is a classic example. James Avenue, the bungalow is not James Avenue. You come out to turn right, this is sort of, you know, square walls. Come out right, turn right or left. You have to swing out. And cars bomb up and down James Avenue, more so they do than your road, but it's not the point. But they do bomb down James Avenue, and that's one of the rare roads that needs yellow lines. But having said that, you know, where you are, if people are legally parked, then, you know, and this is where a lot of people have drop curbs come into play, but people ignore drop curbs. You know, most people park sensibly. If someone parks across your driveway and blocks you in technically speaking, that's a police matter, but, you know, if you couldn't get out of your driveway and phone the police, the chance of them coming out and doing anything about it, I have to be honest, is pretty slim. But it's a criminal offence to park across someone's driveway. But to get lines put down, to answer your question, your local councillor will put to Island Roads a request to have this looked into.
Yeah.
The district steward will then come out and assess the situation. The district steward said, yes, I think there should be, as there is a case for yellow lines or white lines to go down this road. They will then put that on the network integrity register with Island Roads. Island Roads will then take that to the council, and the council ultimately signs off for Island Roads spec. The reason, to put a yellow line down needs a traffic road order. So Island Roads have sensibly said, the whole island will do it district by district, rather than scattergun TROs, traffic road orders. It's easier to do one traffic road order for the whole district, putting on it, we want to do this yellow line, that white line, remove this, narrow off this curve. They put it all on one job sheet, one traffic road order covering a district. It's a lot better than scattergunning. You know, it's not a quick process, but that's the, if it's a real issue, that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Get the district steward will make an assessment on the ground.
I realise that, but I just find it immensely frustrating that people are like this, that inconsiderate, and when you challenge them, it's a matter of abuse.
Yes.
Well, we all know this.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't ask for the whole row. Probably just where the bend of the road is down the bottom of the road, just say about 20 metres from there.
Yeah.
But I do realise it's what you have to go through to get it.
Yes, it's a frustrating process.
I've been on to all the rides myself loads of times, and what they do, they send you a reference on that.
Yeah.
They just make sure you bring out and have a look. You've never seen them. And it's just like you're banging it up against a bit more water. See, things like your edges cut.
Yeah.
Which is a real pain down Churchill Close. Just simple things. In the grand scheme of things of life, it's a trivial thing, but it impacts the people who live there, the escalates.
Yeah, I mean, as you go out of your place and turn up and go round the corner towards the Porter Club car park, that hedge on the right-hand side, I had that cut 3 months ago because my friend lives in their next bungalow, and I had Iron Rose go and cut that because the contractor basically forgotten to do it. So they said, very sorry, and they had it cut. Now I want the top taken off because it's too high. But they did cut the face, just scratching people's cars.
That's
right. People live in the corner were driving out and they were having their cars scratched. So they did level it off. So you need to report it through your county councillor,
right,
or through myself or Councillor Whittaker. We'll sort it out.
Okay.
We'll go to Island Road through a different route.
Yeah.
So our email addresses are in the ripples that you get through your door. Send us an email. But the district steward, to be fair to him, he does come out and inspect things.
Oh, he does, yes. Well, I've seen him once.
I know the district steward very well, and he spends all his time driving around looking at things. He reports back, then he goes into the ether of Network Integrity Register. I don't know if he's going to the council for funding for it. There has to be a system, but I don't, you know, it does frustrate me because residents want me to do things, and but it's a frustrating, you've got to be in the system to get anything done.
Although it's a cul-de-sac, it is a real busy cul-de-sac. When you're parked on the left-hand side of the road going down, technically you're driving on the wrong side of the road going down. You've got the obstruction of the hedge. I'm surprised that they've been actually just because it's a blind corner as you go around.
It is. Yeah, with the hedge on the right-hand side. Yeah. Yes.
And another chap, I'll speak to the chap who lives just down there. He has a carer coming to his mum, and his carer refuses to come down the road because the cars have been damaged, and he took pedestrians out last week. When you walk through tonight,
yes,
that'd be there. Who did that?
Yeah.
We've got the office up, it's just that frustrating. And I can do it myself, but I don't think I need it, if I cause a bit of bother on the edge.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to do it myself, but I will.
You've got our email addresses, report it to myself or Councillor Whittaker or Councillor Outlaw, and we will happily take it forward for you.
Okay,
no promises, but we'll have to take it forward for you.
Okay.
You may answer yes.
Just have you got a copy of the ripples?
I had that from yesterday.
Yeah.
You had it to all our email addresses.
Yes, I will be doing that, thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll certainly take it forward. Can't promise anything.
Oh, no.
But please do.
I will do, thank you very much.
Have any more questions?
Just one.
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
And it's not about toilets.
That's a shame.
You know all the planting?
Yes.
I know that you're all busy. You can just hear by everything that you're saying. Has anybody ever thought of asking local garden centres to sponsor the boxes? Because they have, you see it on the mainland, say, and I think Honor and Jeffries did it one time, they sponsored. Or if you sponsor a roundabout, you can have a big splash thing that says, plants supplied by Warren Jeffrey or whoever, whatever garden centre. I wonder if one or two of the garden centres could be approached to ask if they would provide plants, if the parish council could put them for, plants supplied by Thompson's or.
We haven't done, and it's a very good. The reason we pulled the hanging baskets this year was our financial situation was a little bit perilous, and it's the watering that was costing us. It was costing us over £4,500 a year in the summer period to water the hanging baskets. So the cost of the flowers and actually planting them was about £1,000, I think it was, 4,500 was actually the constant watering. It's the watering that was the problem, more so than the plants. But we know the hanging baskets are important to Lake, and we like them there. And we know you heard the intent, we like the hanging baskets to be back in action again. But, you know, it was the watering contract that was killing us. And I guess with the cost of utilities now, it might be even more. But it's our intention to investigate, and we'll bear that in mind as, a, you know, as an alternative to... Yeah, but no, thank you. We will look at that as well. But it's the watering that cost the money. Okay. I will allow you to answer briefly if you wish.
Okay. When we was looking to do the plants at the War Memorial, if you remember back, I did go to one of Jeffrey and Thompson's. They do, there is a budget for community projects, but you have to apply. Just because we're a council, if I remember the conversation, we would not be exempt from asking for funding from them.
So yes, we will take that forward. Thank you very much for the suggestion. Do you have any more questions? Do you have any questions from Wooden? I have the answer.
No, we've seen Harry before, and very similar to us, so
okay.
We seem to have similar problems that we
Item 14. To consider passing a resolution that under Public Bodies Admissions to Meetings Act 1960, Gov Act 1972, the public and press be excluded from the meeting for the following item of business, namely agenda items 15 and 16, on the grounds that there is likely to be disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 1 and 7 and 14, as defined in paragraph 7, 9 and 10 of part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act. And in all the circumstances of the case, the public interest in maintaining the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. Do we need to vote? Are we happy to pass the motion to exclude the public interest at this point? All those in favour? Okay. All those against? All those abstaining? You have to vote for something.
I'm abstaining.
You have to vote for something.
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining?
Yes, you get cold.
So, 5 in favour and 1 abstention. So, the voting is passed. Can I thank the public for coming to tonight's meeting? It's nice to have the public on. I mean, seriously, you know, one of my wishes is we have more public attend our meetings.
Because I will come here.
A question is not a moan. A question is a valid question that we will answer. So... thank you all for coming this evening.
Well, that's what I mean, that's why I'm staying. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.